This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There's been a large number, about 51, I believe, of bravery awards handed out today. And one of the recipients of these bravery awards is Mr. Gordon Brock from Newy Creek in New South Wales. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not bad, thanks. So you've been awarded a bravery medal today for saving someone from a sinking car. When did you first notice that something was wrong?
It was about 10:30 at night, pouring down rain. I went out to check my horse to see if she'd survived the onslaught of water that we received, and then I noticed the headlights popping in the water. And initially, when I got to the car, I thought there was nobody in it because the torch wouldn't, it bounced everywhere, so you couldn't see anybody initially in the car.
So this was quite close to your home, was it?
Oh, about 200 metres from my actual house, yeah.
Amazing. And so then when did you realise there was actually someone in the car?
After I'd stopped another car from going into the water, I heard a voice calling out saying, "I'm in here, I need help." And I looked around and shone the torch on the roof to see a hand protruding out the driver's side door, window.
And then what did you do?
I just chucked my phone into the car that the person had stopped, that I'd previously stopped going into the water, and told him to ring the police and all that, and I just took off into the water to lend assistance. And obviously I didn't realise how deep it was till I got closer to the car, which was about 50, 60 metres away from where I was at the time. And it was a horrendous amount of water in a very short space of time, and I'd never seen it like that before. Talking to the locals that had been there a long time, they'd never seen it like that.
So why did the woman end up in the creek? Was the road washed away or the bridge?
No, no.
Or?
We live in a bit of a gully, and there is a bridge there, and it had no flood signs. But when the woman come down on the opposite hill heading home, the water just appeared to be black, like the tar.
You just couldn't see it.
She could not see it. The amount of water hitting her windscreen at the time just was horrendous, as I say. And she come along the road and hit the water, and then realised the car had stopped, and she started ringing her husband to tell him that she was stuck on the bridge in the middle of the road with the flood water around her. But she didn't realise she'd actually floated 150 metres away from the bridge, further down what was about 11 foot deep of water when I got to the car.
How frightening. And then how did you actually get to this woman? How did you actually get her out?
Luckily, for some strange reason, luck, maybe divine intervention, the window on the driver's side stayed down about halfway. Normally they close when the electrical fails in the car. And I managed to encourage her. I was lying across the roof of the car and the bonnet of the car, which was underwater, not the roof, the bonnet, and encouraged her to climb her way out of the car, which she did. And I held onto her and helped her, support her as much as I could from the opposite side of the car. And she climbed onto my back and then we disappeared under the water.
So you say you were actually submerged under the water after that?
Yeah, I lost my what footing I had because at the initial stage I didn't realise how deep the water was. I just got to the woman, and then when she climbed onto my back, a handbag ballooned out full of water, filled up with water, and caused us to lose our grip, and we both went under her on my shoulders, and we then started to drift in underwater, which at that time a voice from the past, I think it was my father, I'm not sure, but told me to open my eyes. And amazing, the torch was working underwater, and I spotted the mudguard of the car amongst all the mud and the debris. And I grabbed on the mudguard of the car and pulled myself up, and consequently broke the revision mirror of the car when I grabbed onto that. But then finally got around to the back of the car and then dragged me. I knew the area reasonably well because I live there, and I dragged myself along a barbed wire fence until I got every now and again coming up for air, and then finally till I got a foothold where I could actually stand up, and then I carried the woman about 50 metres back to the road where the gentleman was still trying to ring the police. He was unaware that I'd taken off into the water to find her. He didn't hear any of that and see any of it, the amount of rain that was hitting the area.
It must have been really quite some time between when she jumped on your shoulder and you went under to when you actually knew that you were safe. Do you remember what was going through your mind at that point in time?
No. Honestly, it was survival, trying to think of surviving myself and hopefully getting back to see my wife and my children and grandchildren.
Did you think that you might die?
There was a period of time there that I thought that it was going to happen because I couldn't stop myself from being taken with the force of the water, and that's when, as I say, something calm come over me, and I heard a voice, and then the adrenaline which is an unbelievable sensation, kicked in, and it was just, I was invincible. That's the sort of feeling I had. I wasn't thinking about self-preservation after that. It just all happened naturally.
That is amazing. It sounds like quite a spiritual kind of event. Have you had any contact with the woman that you saved since then?
Yes, she's come and gave us some gifts, which was unexpected and unwarranted. And she's now, it's changed her life in the sense that she's now taken a direction and going back to university and fulfilling some lifelong dreams that she never thought was possible. But it's given her a whole new perspective on life, and it has with me. It's made me a calmer and more forgiving and understanding person than I was perhaps in the past.
That's amazing. I can only imagine she must find it hard to express her gratitude to you. It must be hard for her to find the emotions and the words to really be able to thank you enough. But yeah,
she's a very, very lovely lady, and her family supports her well, and that's one good thing. She's got all the family and a husband of a long time to support her and get through it all. There was initial stages where she wouldn't travel down that road if it was raining.
I can imagine, yeah.
But now she's getting on with her life, as I'm trying to do at the moment, and put it all behind me. But this recognition is only, I believe, it's not warranted. I think there's our armed forces and our police force and ambulance and SES blokes and people that put their life on the line every day. They deserve recognition, not just somebody who does it once in a lifetime.
Well, I'm sure that what you did made an amazing difference to her. And so, you know, all of us would like to say thank you to you for your bravery. And I think it is well deserved today that you've been given this special medal.
Thank you anyway.
Thank you very much. That's Gordon Brock, who rescued a woman in a submerged vehicle near Nambucca Heads in northern New South Wales.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.